Now, summer is fast approaching, and with that comes Sydney Festival. Every January, it does start the year with a bang, transforming the city with a bold cultural celebration based on critical ideas and cutting-edge art and performances. In the studio this morning, we are joined now by Wesley Enoch. He's the festival director for the Sydney Festival. Wesley, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Tess. Thanks for having me.
So it's a very exciting day. The lineup has just dropped. I know it's too much of a question to ask you to cover everything. Run me through some of the ones you're really excited about.
Oh my God, I love all my children equally. some of the big things, actually just listening to that last track, it made me think of Orville Peck,
yes,
who's in our lineup, who's this fantastic queer country music artist who's got this amazing voice, like a Roy Orbison, ballady, Elvis Presley kind of thing with a fantastic, well, I'm going to say call it a costume, but it's this kind of fringed mask.
It's amazing.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And a fantastic live act, and that'll be in the Spiegel tent. So we're in the Spiegel tent in Hyde Park. There was also, we're going to have Betty Blockbuster. Now, the listener may be a bit too young to remember Reg Livermore in his heyday in the 70s and 80s when Betty Blockbuster was this amazing, well, it is revolutionary cabaret performance, and it's being revamped and rebooted with Josh Quantart, so that'll be at the Spiegel tent. And also Life, the show, will be there, which goes from conception to ascension, I call it, rather than death. A couple of other things I think would be really interesting for the listener out there is to check out Joan Didion's The White Album. Joan Didion, who... famous American writer, wrote a series of essays in the 1970s about the 60s and the revolutionary nature of the 60s. So from Woodstock and Morrison and Hendrix and Manson and her own mental health issues. And there's something about this 50-year thing, as we're seeing, especially around climate change discussion, politics, but also the stuff happening in Chile, something happening in Lebanon, how young people are really active in the world and saying, we won't take this anymore. And there's something to be remembered 50 years ago of the anti-Vietnam War, the love peace movement, all of these things. You go, oh, there's something to be said about going back and looking at history. So that's a big show that people should check out as well. A little naughty piece.
I love a naughty piece.
I love a naughty piece. Lucy McCormack is doing a piece called Triple Threat. Now, she thinks, well, her character says, I'm a triple threat. I'm the best dancer, best singer, best actor in the world. So therefore, I must use the best text in the world. And she'll do her rendition of the New Testament.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the three wise men turn up with mayonnaise, coffee and sweetener, because that's all she could get hold of. And then the Immaculate Conception comes with a number of warnings for the audience. Just to put
immaculate.
That in your breakfast mind this morning.
Nice. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. There's also a fantastic piece called Poof, a gay magician. What else would he call his show?
But makes poof. Sense.
And a couple of music things, Cumbia Muffin and also Holly Herndon. Cumbia Muffin, a Colombian band, will be at the Spiegel tent. And Holly Herndon does this fantastic, she's a Berlin-based artist who works with AI to create her music. And it's extraordinary
it's
stuff. Yeah, you've heard?
We've been playing her most recent album. She's incredible.
Yeah, isn't she? And so she's coming out to do a live show with us. So
that's
amazing
awesome things.
And also, because it's the 250th anniversary of the Cook Landing, whatever that means in the world, there's a number of artists making commentary about that. So we're building 250 flagpoles.
Wow.
And inviting the people of Sydney to design flags that, you know, and we'll put a flag up, and therefore if you put a flag up, you get to own it, don't you? Isn't that,
oh, that's
isn't
how that,
that
works.
How it works?
That's how that
isn't
works.
Isn't that how it works? So that project's called Proclamation, so that'll be fun.
Yeah,
and we've done a really big, sorry, I'm just talk.
No, of course.
This massive show at the Sydney Town Hall called Black Ties, which will be beautiful. It's about a Maori woman and an Aboriginal man marrying, and their two families marrying together. So,
wow.
You know, it's a bit, well, all the kind of tensions and joys that two cultural groups coming together has as well.
And every year, Sydney Festival, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger in terms of attendance. So if someone hasn't been down there before and they're going to take the plunge this year head on down, what sort of things can they expect?
Look, I think that there's always a thoughtfulness, and I challenge audiences. I say festivals are a good time to do things that you don't normally do. you know, this true sense of carnival. You just turn things on its head. So you go, look, I don't normally go to live music. I'm going to go to live music. You know, I don't know about this contemporary art stuff. Let's have a go at it. So it's a real invitation to Sydney to prototype change in your life. I like to say that it's your cultural New Year's resolution, this moment where you can go, I'm going to do something different. What am I going to do to make myself a better human being, more connected to my community, meet a stranger, talk about things? And I don't know about you, but we seem to be in a time of extremes, extreme positions that yell at each other. And the arts are a really good way of prototyping conversation about disagreement. You like something, I didn't like it. Oh, what did you like about it? Oh, back and forward. And that there's a sense of, especially some of the shows we have, like our Indigenous program is quite big because of my background. And there's one particular show, the premise being it's the 26th of January, 1788, and a group of Eora representatives get together to vote on whether they should let the boat in or not.
I love that.
Yeah. And you go, oh, you know, immediately you talk about, what does it mean on the 26th of January, this notion of an Australia Day, a national day? What does it mean for Indigenous rights? Should Aboriginal people have a right to vote on these things, or shouldn't they? Should they have a voice to Parliament? Let's have a talk about it. There's ways, and very soft ways, of having disagreement. And I think if anything, what we need to do as a society is keep moving forward. I was talking to an environmentalist about a month or so ago now, and I was saying, should we be optimistic or pessimistic? And they said, oh, look, I think you should be pessimistic, mostly because the social and political structures don't seem to be leading us to resolutions or actions. And he was saying, then what you need to do is keep strong the things that will help a community as society is challenged.
Yeah, wow.
Going to the theatre, communicating regularly, getting information, going out of your comfort zone, having discussions and arguments are all part of, and also, you know, growing food and learning how to make your own clothes was his suggestion. But all of these things, you go, that's going to help us in the future because it's about collectivism. It's not about individuals. And I think that's a really interesting point too.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. Well, I can't wait. Give me details. Where, when, tickets, how can we get there?
You can get online. I think the website dropped this morning.
Yes.
Sydneyfestival.org.au. Check it out. It's full on. The program, I've got contraband in my hot little hand.
You did too.
Paper. But in fact, we're printing fewer and fewer of these, mostly for people who don't want to do it online. But online's the best way to go. Sydneyfestival.org.au. Check out all the details. And if you want to navigate the website, there's a little heart that you can
cute.
Do. Just press the heart. When you see a show you like, just press the heart. And that'll put it into a little bundle for you to go back and have a look at. So you don't have to make decisions on the row, you know, on the roll as you're going through screen by screen by screen.
Wesley, thank you so much for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us.
Wesley Enoch there. He's the festival director of the Sydney Festival. It is kicking off in January. Program has dropped this morning. Again, at sydneyfestival.org.au. We will pop the website for you up in the podcast.